Today we're going to talk about some terrible advice that's often given to entrepreneurs that you should never ever follow, all right? People love to give advice to those in business for themselves, but while everyone may tell you that you should and shouldn't be doing something as an entrepreneur, not everyone is actually qualified to tell you those things. Even if they're trying to do it, you know, in your best interest, a lot of cases they just don't know what they're talking about. And even more importantly, business advice is far from one size fits all. So even within this bit of content, you might find yourself feeling like something isn't quite right for you, and that's okay. That said, here are a few pieces of advice that are spouted way too often and have little practical value that they have for most entrepreneurs. The first one is find a niche or a market without competition and dominate it. Do you know how many poor affiliate marketers in the mid-2000s followed this advice only to be completely underwhelmed when they had to return to their day job 6 months later with their tail between their legs? Competition exists because products or services have demand. It's very, very rare these days to find markets that have demand that you happen to be the only lucky guy or gal to have stumbled upon, okay? Unless you're that one in a million that's half creating your own market with how innovative your product or your offering is, you really should stick to markets that are proven, but just work on servicing those markets better than anyone else is currently. That's going to net you the kind of income you're looking for much quicker than chasing tiny niche communities. Number two, get it perfect or you're gonna miss your shot. Maybe more so than it being bad advice, it's that people misunderstand this sentiment. You do want to get things as close to perfect as you can in a timely manner, but people are more likely to miss their shot because they never get their operation off the ground due to perfectionism. Than starting with a product or service that isn't perfect yet. Rather than getting things done perfectly every time, consider taking the startup minimum viable product approach. So if your idea or service are good enough, you can bring them to the market quickly, and then you can adapt your offer as a marketer based upon the feedback that you receive. You can even offer those early customers, you know, call it a beta test, call it, an early product discount, whatever you want. But this approach ensures that your finished product more closely resembles what your market actually wants and not just what you think they want. And the third thing is to take risks, okay? Now, maybe this would be acceptable as a, take smart risks, but that's not often how entrepreneurship is approached. Too often, people would rather jump at their dreams, which is good, of course, but they do it at the expense of number crunching and planning, which makes it bad. So if you only have enough savings to quit your job and live off of for 2 months, you're probably going to have a rude awakening if you're trying to put together, you know, an affiliate marketing empire or something in that time to replace your old salary. So as with most things, risks in business should be thought out and they should be calculated. Smart and achievable risks, most of us can agree, are preferable to broadline suicide missions.